Sunday, the 18th of November, Rabbi Pinchas Schneebalg. Any topic title?
Current affairs.
Current affairs.
Morning, I'm happy to be associated once again with Start the Day, the Toilet Away, especially we've got the mastermind of the project here with us. The Tedris of this week, last week, the before, speaks mainly about Yankov and Isaac. So we'll talk a bit about, mainly about Isaac, because we know what Yankov is, more or less. What's our perception of Yankov and Isaac? And then we'll see what the reality was. We all know our kinder come home from Haider school, and they have a picture, a portrait of Yankov. Old man, a long beard, true, of course. Stramel, Vasazotti. Some believe he went to Frack, to Zana Frack. They're sitting and learning day and night. No problem about Yankov. What's Isaac? What we see in these portraits is a man with long hair, shorts, spikes on his head. Spikes, that's Isaac. With a big stereo, blaring music, jazz music or whatever it is, blaring away with a sword on one side, bow and arrow on the other side, going around the streets. That's ISIS. That's the perception we have. It's ISIS. But that's not right. It's wrong. Hadith Shalim said, the ISIS, he gang a stramel was his ocken. And he said, shall I see the story as well? What's Isaac? What was the problem of Isaac that made him into the symbol of Rishis and Ratzicha, Isaac Arusha? His mind was very great. His brain was not much different than Yaakov. Zohar HaKadosh died. We all know the head of Isaac is a Moritz HaMachpail, because his head was a brilliant, not only brilliant, he had great hasugis in Godless Hashem, in Yiddish Hashem, he had great Asufias. He knew in his mind exactly what a person is meant to do in life. In his mind. The Sam Zeruf was once in Vienna, the Divrei Chaim of Sam, and he visited a great old professor. And the professor asked him what he does for a living. So he said he studies. So he said, yeah, well, mir alte studieren immer. We old ones are constantly studying. We've never, the young ones have finished. They know everything. But we old ones are always studying. So he asked him, what are you studying? So he said, he's studying to find the bridge between the brain and the heart. So the professor said, very interesting. I've been studying medicine for the past 60 years. There is absolutely no bridge between the brain and the heart. So the Sam Zeruf said, yes, that's the problem. We have to find the bridge between the brain and the heart. Meaning, there are many things that a person knows what's right and wrong. He knows. The brain knows exactly what's right and wrong. The problem is, when it comes to the matter, he cannot contain himself. He's got a desire to do something, and he just has to do it. Like someone told me, he was sitting in a car once with a thing, and a person said, I'm going to say something, but I mustn't say it, because I'm going to hurt someone in the car. But I just can't keep myself back. That's the meaning, that there wasn't a bridge between the brain and the heart. Every person, the Yerichim, the famed Mashkiach of Mir, Yerichim Lebovich, was once asked to give a Misser Shmiz. It's a town, well, a Batish town. He used to give Misser Shmiz in the yeshiva in Mir every single day, every week. And he used to really admonish them and give them aran in Tatnus Tatnaran. He was once asked to give a Drusha, a Misser Shmiz, in a town, Balabata. And they were so angry at him. They were so embarrassed, and they were really angry at him. Why was telling them such rude things, according to what they thought? So when he came back to the Berichon, the people asked him, what's the divine? He speaks every single day or week to the Bukharim. No one feels embarrassed after all. You hear some Misa, you take it in yourself. It's like the Bakam Tzach, the Yida Kudish, once went into the Choyze from Lublin, and I was looking quite pale. And the Rebbe from Lublin asked him, why are you so pale? He said, someone embarrassed me very, very strongly. Really? Who was it? Can't say. Can't say. Ask, can't say. Anyway, what did you say to that person after he embarrassed you? Well, I kissed him.
Kissed him?
You have to tell me who that was. It was the Reishis Chochme. I opened the Reishis Chochme and he really embarrassed me. But I gave him a kiss. I put him in the cupboard. So Rebbe Richem said this. Every person is made up of a nefesh harochni and a shume, a chaylik alakai memel, and a nefesh, which is ungeriefen, nefesh habahamias. Every single person is made partly of rochnias and gashmias. The Gemara says, shloisha dvurim, a man is similar to a malach in three ways, and he's similar to a behaimah in other three ways. The Bchuna Vasmi used to say that there's a medrash that when the Rabbi Yisrael wanted to create a man, he gathered all animals and chayas, and he took a part of each one, and he created the man from all of them together. That's the man. And Rav Simcha Vasma, the Chana Ruch, used to say, as father, he writes it to Rav Chana Vasma in the cipher. He used to add, that's when a person gets angry, he can put his hands like that, like a lion. Because he's got a part of a lion in himself, part of an elephant, giraffe, and everything. So a person has, there's two parts of the people. Our avoider, Albert, is to separate these. To make the part of the human being greater and the part of the animal smaller. Those people, he said there, those Balabatim that were there, their animal part was very big and therefore they were very embarrassed. They say of the Rebbe Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashgiach Aponovich, hardly ever smiled. The moment before he was Nifter, he gave a broad grin. He smiled. Someone said, why did he smile then? Because all his life, his perception was that he's got an animal standing next to him. And there's a fight going on between him and the animal, day and night, 24 hours a day. Of course, you're on edge. Before he was nifter, the animal went away. He was relieved, and he gave a smile. Isa Varusha had a very great brain. He knew everything. But when it came to the Lamasa, he couldn't stop himself from doing things that his heart desired to do. And Parshas told us, the Torah says, very interesting pasuk. Esav, woman asuda mi oyef, he was very tired, he was murdering people, exhausted, and he saw Yankiv cooking Nezid Adashim, that's exactly what it's called, Nezid Adashim. Lentil soup, whatever it is. And he said, give me from this red thing. First of all, Sue said, lentil soup is not red. It's only red before it's cooked. He couldn't wait till it's cooked properly, because he so desired to have the soup. And he said, Halitainenu mena udem udem azei, al kai kure shemoy edoy. Very interesting. So a person who eats a lentil soup is called lentil. That's how it is. And if you eat a potato kigel, you'll call him kigel. What a name. Al-Kain Kura Shemoy Edoim. Because he came home and he wanted a lentil soup, he is called Edoim, because it's red. The name of the person shows who the person is. That's the name. What is the name Edoim to do with Isaac? The Torah says, every human being has got the possibility to control himself. That's the difference between a human and an animal. You say every day in Davenin, Imoisar hu'udam min avahaymu oyen. Oyen means no. a person has the ability to say no. As the Gemara in Bruchas, Ani Berye, the Chavayri Berye. Says Toisus, Yeshloi life kemoini, lahafchin bein toiv lera. Every human being has the capacity in his brain to differentiate between good and bad. He knows it. He knows what's right and what's wrong. The only problem is sometimes it takes some doing to be able to overcome your desire. But the person has the ability to do it. But he has to use it, and he has to start when he's young. Because if you leave it, then it's not very easy. It gets harder and harder as the day moves along. Aesop came home, he was very tired, very hungry, and he saw the soup, and he had such a desire to eat the soup that he couldn't control himself. He opened his mouth very wide, and he tilted his head back, and he told Jack, just pour the soup in. Someone who does this isn't worth more than a plate of soup. That's the person. Because it shows he has no desire in himself to control himself. He doesn't want to control himself. He just wants to get that soup down and gallop it as quick as possible. That's why his name became Edon. Because this shows what sort of human being this Isaac was. He couldn't and didn't want to control himself, although he had the capacity to do it. He had the possibility, he had the strength of character to do it. He didn't want. That made him an Isaac. That was the difference between Yaakov and Isaac. And we see in all the Seders, we see this common thing between Yaakov, Esav, or Ruchel, and Leah, who didn't think about themselves all day and night, and they just thought what's right and what's wrong. That is the Yaakov, and that is the Esav. In this week's parasha, we see it as well. As Reb Shulam Shadron puts it down, Esav was sitting in his office, as he says, surrounded by bodyguards all along, with his pistol at the side, and suddenly he sees Maluchan. He should have got the fright of his life. Hey, how are you coming here? He wasn't scared. He saw Maluchan, Esav, and he wasn't scared. That is something. That means that he was not stam a person. You see Maluchan, you fall on the floor from fright. Wasn't scared. Because Isaac in himself knew exactly what a Malach is. And he see Maluchim by Avraham Avinu many times and by Yitzchok, and he knew what a Malach is. But a human being can be much greater than a Malach. Wasn't scared. So Isaac was a great person in his mind, but he didn't control himself. He didn't want to control himself. And that's why he turned into an Isaac. We see Amoreh de Gezach, the Gemara says, in Bruchas. The Gemara asks, Naishne Rishoinem, Tisrachish li Nisa. Why the Doiris Rishoinem have listened made to them? Imashna Anan, Doloi Misrachish lo Nisa. If you say they were bigger to me the Chachomim, no. Paket. In the times of Rabbi, they only knew Nezikin. And now we know all sits of the Mishnah. We're greater to me the Chachomim in that time. So why did Nisim happen to them and not to us? The Gemara says, Kamui have a kemosre nafshai a kedishis Hashem. They were moisre nefesh and kedishis Hashem. And now, loy mesrinen nafshin a kedishis Hashem. What does it mean? They went into a kalachoyden. They were killed by Kaddish Hashem. A fire, a big fire was made and they were thrown in. No. We think Kaddish Hashem means Mesiras Nefesh. Kaddish Hashem means that you told you have got a pistol to your head. So listen here. If you're going to pick yourself to the Tzaylem, alright, so if not, you get a bullet into your brain. That's not Kaddish. Of course, that's also Kaddish Hashem. Mesiris Nefesh, the Surah Nefesh is Tat Rutzen. Im Yesh Es Nafshechem, the Targum says, the Toyfe. A person who can overcome her personal desire to do something, to say something, then that means Mesiris Nefesh Al Kedishas Hashem. He knows what's right and wrong, and even if it will hurt him, even if he will suffer from it, but he overcomes it. Then he is Mesiris Nefesh Al Kedishas Hashem. We find the Moedim Gezach for Udom Harishon, although we have to say we don't understand Udom Harishon. Yetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much greater than our minds can ever understand. But, of course, we have to see what is the limit for us. Udom Harishon was told, Mechol Hagan Asheber, I pray. You can eat everything and anything on earth. Just this one tree, don't touch it. Don't touch this one tree. So difficult. And the Surim say the reason why the Rabbi Shalom told him that, in order he should have a mitzvah. He should have a mitzvah constantly from refraining to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was a simple tree. There was nothing in it more than a simple tree. Whether it was a ta'ayne or an eserik, the Chazal HaMachloz is what it was, a simple tree. And he couldn't keep himself back. Ateretz, the Aitzorah, told Chava, give him a push, teritzim. There's always a teritzim. When he's a ganif, the pusik can tell him the teritzim. It's still got a teritzim. He couldn't keep himself back. And he ate from the Aitzorah. What happened afterwards? Of course, there was the nigzamisa of every single human being. A Aitzorah was created that counts with a person from when he's born. He made the whole mishmash of the whole world forever because of one simple fig, whatever it was. So the Rebbeinu Shloim told him, Ayeku. And the Medrash says, Ayeku is a Lushan Aycho. How could you have done such a thing? Because of a simple piece of fruit, you made an Ebekeranish in the Gantzavel. Was it worth it? If a person starts thinking a little bit earlier, if you think too late, too late. Bakamta Mushal of Achubeh Weissmantel used to say it about Chinuch. But he said, Bakamta Mushal, there was in a certain town, didn't have a Beit HaChaim. So they had to go to a different town. But there was a Greinitz between this town and the other. And they had to go past this border. There was a border there. You go past the border, you check. But, you know, when you bring a urn and nifte, it's not nice to open it. So they let it through. Yidlech, give him the chanaitse. It's like the Satmarov used to say. He said, in America, there was no panuse that time. No panuse? It's 50 states. You got 50 borders to go through. I've got a problem with panuse. You smuggle all the borders through. No problem. Anyway, so they found out that is a good way of making panuse. You fill a coffin with all jewellery, and you drape a talus round it, and you bow down your head, and you go past. Very good. But soon the authorities got to know about this. But on the other hand, how can you open a room? So they thought, novel idea. If you see an urn going past, and everyone is very sad and crying, well, whatever. If they go past very happily, well, it could be it was an old person, who was 120, so there's nothing to cry about, but then they'll open it. So once they saw the fire going past, the people didn't sound too distressed, and they started opening. And everyone started crying, and, oh, you're crying a little bit too late. If you would have been crying 5 minutes before that, you have no problem. If the person starts thinking, is it too late? Then it's too late. You have to start. He said it about chinuch. You mechanech kinder in the younger years. If you wait till they're very old, agaf, the moyedig word, then Elia Lapien brings it in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, in the name of the Chunen Wasserman, who said it in England, in London, in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. And the Preskel Levenstein used to also say it. The Chofetz Chaim, we all know, was nifter till Freis Tzadik Beis was, or Tzadik Gimel. Was before the Second World War. But he already said everything that's going to happen. He told the Pallavish Aruf, the Behar TNT applied to. He knew everything, Chofetz Chaim. So he said there was a First World War. He said it after the First World War, which was, don't know how many countries were involved. Quite a number of countries were involved. There'll be another one coming in about 20 years' time, he said, which will be much greater. The first one will be a Kinderspiel, according to the second one. But then there'll be a Third World War. And the Third World War will involve the whole world. Everyone in the world. That's what Rav Chunah Wasserman said in England before the Second World War. And Rav Cheskel Levenstein once said it in the name of the Chofetz Chaim in the yeshiva. People got very frightened. I mean, I can see the Elim is frightened. So there'll be a Third World War? Haven't we had enough? So Rav Cheskel Levenstein says yes. But the Third World War will be a complete different war. It'll be spiritual. The first two world wars was the people were killed, unfortunately. Second World War, 60 million people, 6 million heathen. The Third World War will be a spiritual war. And that will involve every country of the world as we see it now. And the problem is that people have to control their desires, have to use their brain more than the heart. Of course, Greuther mentioned, who have already trained their heart, that the heart only wants what's right. They don't even want something that's wrong. They feel it in them. If there's something wrong, they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't eat it. Greuther Tzadikim, we all know, who could see on a margin on a food, no, this is not right. Something was wrong with it, they wouldn't eat it. Great people. But every person has the ability to control himself. That is what we see, the difference between Yaakov and Isaac. We see Ruchu. If we think about it, Ruchu, this big fopper that the Medrash calls him Aviem Shel Remuim, he was the symbol of Remuim, was Ruvan Arami. And Yaakov worked for 7 years to marry Ruchu. And then this terrible Ruvan Arami changed it to life. And Ruchu saw it. She saw it. And she controlled herself. And she didn't say a word to Yaakov. But she did say a word to Leah. She gave her over this morning. Let's think about it. She knew, she didn't know that Yaakov was going to marry two sisters. Because after all, you're not allowed to marry two sisters. And that's why they both died before they went to Eretz Yisrael. In order that in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't have two wife sisters. And Ruchel knew that you're not allowed to have two. So she must have thought in his eye, that's it, finished. I've got no chance to build Klal Yisrael. I've got no chance to become the wife of Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shebovis, the Regel, Shlishi Shebamakove. I'm finished. She was willing to forego everything in her life in order that her sister shouldn't be embarrassed. She didn't embarrass her sister. It wouldn't have been her. But she had the possibility to take away the embarrassment from her sister, and she gave everything away for her sister. That is, a person has got it in him. A person can become very great. Every person. He can be greater than a malach. Because a malach doesn't have any desires. A malach is killer rochni. When the Maluchim came to Avraham Avinu, they were standing above him. Afterwards, when he finished, he was ready over them. Because a person goes higher and higher, every day, every minute. But if you see the world as it is, and you think, my Zayde, my father's father, the Rover Manchester before the visions, but the story was about 60 years ago, Tushin Yidbaisa. The vision of Rebbe Chaim of Rochadim Rechaim was in Schweiz, Switzerland. Well, the Rebbe goes to Switzerland. It says, Kostel Kehara Raiyai, we all know. Mishpatech with the Hoim Rebbe. No, the Rebbe wouldn't go to Miami. Anyway. So, and he was talking there with a few people on Friday morning, and they had a tape recorder. At that time, tape recorder was a novel. It was a new thing. It's a big machine with a big tape turning round from both sides. I remember it, it was small. He never saw it in his life, in the Haim, in the There was no such thing as a tape recorder. And he was talking, and they picked it up. Then he went for a walk, and he came back, went up the stairs, and suddenly he hears his voice. He got a shock of his life. What's this? It's definitely his voice. He didn't have a twin. He goes up, shocked. What's this? So he said, well, you know, there's a new machine. Everything a person says can be taken in. It's caught on. That's it. It's there. You've said it. There it is. Azoy! He fainted on the spot. Chalushis, they started throwing water. It was a very strong faint. And Emre Chaim, Vision Semtzchuk, was in the other room. He came running in till they revived him, shaking as a leaf. And the Vision Semtzchuk asked him, Vision to die, he was a dying, a Vision to die. What's the matter? You're not feeling well? No, no, no. I just heard now that every word a person utters is kept for posterity forever. I got a shock. That's Yirah Shemayim. When we hear a tape recorder, we're trying to hear the nice songs or the not so nice songs, whatever we like to hear. When he hears a tape recorder, he hears something completely different. If we grasp what is the intention of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam creating a person, and what we can do, we can achieve very much. We can go on to very great heights, every person. The thought is to be able to control your emotions, control your desires, control what a person is. And that is the difference between Yaakov and I. The ability to control yourself and not to lose yourself. We see Esau, for instance, he wanted to kill Yaakov. He said, Yikrevi my Ivel Uchi. Ivel Uchi. He's waiting. He had kibbutz over him, but he waited for some time, but he lost his patience. Because when Yaakov was coming back, he went to marry. His father was still alive for another 23 years or so. He couldn't wait. He knew his father was an old man. He thought, give it a year or two. Yikrevi my Ivel Uchi. He was waiting for it, and that's it. He couldn't control himself anymore. That person who can't control himself is exactly like an animal. I've said it many times. The Shlomo Volber used to say, he once saw an animal, a cow, plodding through a field, treading on the leaves, breaking a fence, treading on flowers, because he saw something to eat on the other side. So he says, the Shlomo Volber, I went up to this animal and I said, listen here. You wanted to eat an apple? With pleasure. Why did you have to break the fence? Why did you have to tread on the beautiful flowers? Why did you have to spoil all the greenery? So the animal looks me up in the face. Oh, Shlomo, Shlomo. What are you talking about? What fence? What flowers? What greenery? I never saw anything. I saw myself and the food and I went to take it. That's an animal. You don't see anyone else. You see yourself and whatever you want. A human being can see around it. Aizei chuchem aroyes hanoylet. Hachuchem aine beroyshoy. Vaksil b'choy shechoy. I've said many times. It's not the opposite. Should have said, Hachuchem has got the eyes on his head, and the stupid one has got the eyes on his feet or on his stomach, wherever. Hachuchem aine beroyshoy. Vaksil b'choy shechoy. What's the opposite? It's exactly the opposite. With eyes, you can see quite far. When it's dark, you can't see very far. A clever person thinks, what are going to be the consequences of what I'm doing now? And the stupid person thinks, listen here, I'm going to enjoy myself. What will happen tomorrow is tomorrow's problem. Today I'm going to enjoy myself. So he's willing to forgo everything for a little enjoyment. That is a stupid person. Because that's an animal. A clever person thinks about the tomorrow and the after tomorrow. The Vinci Sev always used to say that many people, they work very hard, they work. What's happened? Why are you working so dark? Listen here, I'm going to be old, I won't be able to work. He's 25 odd years, 20 odd years. I'm going to be old in 50, 60 years' time. I have to work, I have to put away money. If you're such a big chuchen that you're worrying for 60 years' time, why don't you worry about 100 years' time? If you don't think about tomorrow, sure, you're waiting for the day. We have to think of tomorrow and the after tomorrow and the day after that. If we'll think that, then we become Yaakov. And I wish to help him, we should take it, be able to follow in the ways of Musi, Agia, Masa, Lamasa, Voice, to follow in the ways of the others, and then I wish to tell from everyone a happy Hanukkah.